This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. With the Senate working on the federal budget bill, health officials warn about the risk of big health cuts. Rich Cimino is executive director of Peak Health Alliance, a nonprofit operating in 9 mountain counties.
There is a strong desire by the new administration to reduce the federal spending wherever they can. They're targeting something that it's going to really directly hurt a lot of people.
The head of Connect for Health says without tax credits, insurance rates will go up for everyone. Layoffs at a hospital in La Junta. Arkansas Valley Regional Medical Center says it doesn't expect the changes to affect patient care. It says the layoffs result from cost increases, inflationary pressures, and declining reimbursement rates. Colorado Democrats are launching a new initiative to streamline their state party platform and better communicate it to voters. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Colorado, unlike most places in the country, didn't shift right. But state party chair Shad Murib says there were still too many narrow wins and narrow losses, like Congressional District 8. He says the national brand is suffering and not unified in how to fight Trump.
We're contradicting ourselves, and we're also speaking about policies that in many cases are just not relevant to people's everyday lives.
Murib is asking the state party to come up with a platform that's clear and concise enough to fit on the back of a business card. The party has also created a new app to link people's cell phone contacts to their voter files. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A basketball player from Colorado State University was a first-round pick in the NBA draft this week. Nick Clifford was picked up by Oklahoma City, then traded to the Sacramento Kings. Clifford was recently named the 2025 Mountain West Conference Men's Basketball Tournament MVP. This is CPR News and KRCC.